Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And you are very welcome here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. Now, who are you, really? Do you know everything there is to know about yourself? And what's in store for you in 2014? Well, my guest on today's show is master numerologist Elizabeth Summers. We will talk about what kind of year 2014 will be for you, how the numbers hidden in your name and your birth date can reveal a lot about you. And Elizabeth has very generously agreed to do on-air readings for listeners. So you can connect with Elizabeth by calling 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Oh gosh, people are already calling in. I love it. When you call in to connect, what Elizabeth will need is your first name, your middle name, the day and month of your birth, and your age. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, you can use the instant feedback box that's at the top right-hand side of the website. Just type your info in there, first and middle name, day and month of birth, and your age, and just type that right into that box. That zips its way here to me, where I'm sitting with Pepper the psychic puppy. She's very noisily chewing on a rawhide toy, so you may get some extra chewing in your radio experience today. And then I will ask Elizabeth your information as you put it in that instant feedback box. So 800-930-2819 gets you on the air with us. Vicky from Oregon is with us. She'll be with us in the next probably 10 minutes or so. I want to bring Elizabeth on the air and let you hear a little bit about her and what she's doing. So master esoteric numerologist and medium Elizabeth Summers is adept at giving well-rounded and practical guidance to her clients by interpreting the secrets coded within their name and their date of birth. These secrets reveal things like a person's temperament and personality, their attitude toward life, their emotional reactions, best career choice, the things that they're most meant to be dealing with at this time, and their deepest desires. Now, Elizabeth's published many articles on the practical interpretation of number vibration and how numerology can predict your life's journey. You can find out more about Elizabeth and her work at elizabethsummers.com. Elizabeth, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much to everyone who's listening, and especially to you, Missy Karen. That's an inside joke, folks.
Well, it's wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, this year for me, and I don't know how you're experiencing it already, just these first few days, there has been a lot of drama. We've seen very dramatic weather where I live here. I've seen some upheaval with people kind of doing an about face, making decisions and then changing their mind and making other decisions. Just very generally, what would you say the energy of 2014 is like?
Well, the in numerology, we add, with few exceptions, add in the formulas, and 2014 adds to the number 7, and the number 7 is about choice and discernment. generally speaking. And so, therefore, and you know, it's a little bit difficult interpreting on practical level the number 7 year. Next year in 2015, we'll be in an 8 year, and that's about money and property and real estate and all of that and business. But a 7 year is like trying to hold a cloud in your hand, if you will. And so people are extremely introspective. They are absolutely cutting through illusions. They are looking at ethics. They are analyzing what was working before is not working now. And so one of the major themes is choice and discernment. Health issues are going to come up tremendously for people. We're going to see a resurgence of a focus on positive health. And even the health scams that are out there are going to be revealed, which we just had one on the news yesterday about a product for weight loss that has now come under the scam category, if you will. Ethics is going to be huge, and not just from a numerological point of view, but we have Saturn in Scorpio until 2015, and Saturn, first of all, doesn't play, Karen. Saturn is the Marine Corps drill instructor in the universe, and you see, in my numerology work, this is the esoteric part, I combine astrology, the ancient tarot cards, as well as the core numbers from two systems, the Pythagorean system, 1 through 9, and deeper, the 5,000-year-old Chaldean system. So I kind of wrap my arms around all of that information to give good depth to my readings with people. And so know that people, because of astrologically, Saturn is in Scorpio, and Scorpio rules the underworld. And things that were secret before are being revealed and revealed and revealed. And we can see that over the course of last year's news. Right now, we have a major book by Bill Gates that is breaking about situations that he experienced that were not what the public understood. And so I think people are going to step back and go, well, I'll be doggone. Look at that. And some will say, I already knew that, and thank you for bringing it out. So a very heavy-duty Saturn in Scorpio astrologically is going to continue this whole process, which is going to force people to step back, cut through illusions. They're going to find new ways of doing things, and they're going to develop hope. Hope is going to be the major virtue. Now, you know, kind of in sort of a way, and my sister always says, it's a virtue. But you listen to people that say, oh, I hope so. Oh, I hope so. You hear that whining victimization doubt in there. Mm-hmm. And I want people to have hope and know that it is moving forward in their life. If hope is important to you, know that real hope forces people, which is choices, in 2014 to face, stand up, take your power, be in charge of your own self. First, face the core issues in your life.
And that's
know that
so
there's nothing you can't handle.
Well, and it's so empowering, too, because if I know that there are going to be things kind of churning up, things that are hidden, things that maybe I haven't wanted to face. If I know about that ahead of time, I can get ready to face them.
Totally.
So often we've got patterns of something comes up and we go, oh, I don't want to look at that. I'll deal with that later. And we shove it back down. This sounds like it is not the time to be shoving that stuff back down.
No, it is not. And the beauty of ancient number codes, which is so much more than 1 through 9 that we get on the computer, hello, and to me, that's like the basic black dress. I mean, girls, can we talk here? The numbers 1 through 9, which is Western numerology, developed 2,600 years ago by a highly evolved ascended master whose name is Kasumi, came into human form yet again. He's come a couple times, And he was a prominent mathematician as well as metaphysician. And he believed, and rightly so, speaking of patterns, that the world and we humans within the concept of the universe work in patterns. And so his work that I do is in depth, and it works in the patterns, which is one of the things I'll be doing on air today with your call-ins, the patterns of our life. And every soul who has chosen to come back into human form, and some of them are just like scratching their heads saying, what the heck was I thinking? We go in 9-year patterns over and over and over from birth to death. And each year within that pattern, which is what I'm going to talk about today, has its own do this, don't do that, don't you something else. So I arrive at a single number 1 through 9 tonight, today, this morning. But then I also, arriving at that basic black dress, 1 through 9, arrive at double numbers 1 through 78 that correlate to the ancient tarot. That additional information puts me in a slot, puts my client in a slot. Is this client then working on its career or love relationships? Or is this a stressy situation? And if they're really lucky, they'll be moving through Pentacles, which is big money, big property, big real estate. And that rarely shows up in the chart, folks. I hate to tell you that. And so what I try to do in using these ancient tools in the astrology, the tarot, the numerology systems, 2 of them I use, is to give people a heads up what's happening in 2014 for them.
Oh,
pros and cons.
I love this, Elizabeth. I cannot wait to get started. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elizabeth Summers from ElizabethSummers.com. When we come back after this break, we'll talk to Vicki in Oregon. We'll also hear from Sherry in North Carolina. And maybe you will also be connecting with Elizabeth on the air. We'll be right back after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You can always find out more about me and what I'm up to at KarenHager.com. My guest on today's show is Elizabeth Summers. She is a master numerologist and a medium as well. And she's here talking about what 2014 holds for us, looking at the numbers, numerologically speaking. And also she wants to connect with you on the air. Now, Vicki in Oregon called 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And she's about to have an on-air reading with Elizabeth Summers. Vicki, welcome to the show. Hey, Vicki, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hooray. Good morning. And Vicki, meet Elizabeth.
Hi, Vicki.
Good
Thanks
morning,
for
Elizabeth.
Calling in, honey. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, a couple things for you. And this applies to everybody. Every decade that we are in has its own general theme that also influences our lives. For instance, the 30s, up to actually including the 30s to almost 37 years of age, the soul really replays old value systems. The number three is about values. As we get into the 40s, we kind of settle down, stabilize the kids, the family, the career. We get more practical, most of us. And then in the 50s, it's like taking off spandex, everybody. I mean, it is change, movement, freedom, bodies change, jobs change, marriages change. But now in the decade of the 60s, and we have two gals that are in their 60s calling in here right now, the 60s is a Venus energy about love, self-love, nurturing, peace and quiet, that sort of situation, looking at our relationships, and is it good for you? This is not a selfish decade. It's a loving, nurturing decade. And so, Vicki, you approach things in a kind of a think big kind of gal sort of energy. The V of Vicki tells me that. And you are Libra that loves partnerships, loves fairness. And a couple years back, Libras went through some shake, rattle, and roll at the end of their 50s for sure. So I am talking about the pattern today, the nine-year cycle that each of you is in that and what to expect. And Vicki, starting last October, is in of 2013 until September 2014 is in year six of your current nine-year cycle. And it looks as though you are in your third lane of life. You know, we go through three lanes of life like a three-lane highway. So I would say 6 years ago, about 54, 55, you put your little energy blinker on and you rotated into your third and final lane of life that is ruled by a couple things, very emotional, material downsizing. There could have been some significant changes in your life that brought endings at 54, 55, 56 in there. But right now, you are in year six. Year six is an excellent year for businesses. It's an excellent year for fluffing you up, going from a blonde to a redhead. Hello. Uh-oh. And also fluffing up around the house. But the fire hot, and if you want to get a new car, Vicki, this is the year to do it. A 6 year is great for car, housing, redecorating. Your specific year, however, I mean, a six is a six is a six, but Vicki's is a 15, six and a 33, six, a lot of responsibility and a lot of responsibility in marriage, in family. There can be because of a value difference this year, Vicki, and don't be afraid of this. This is an okay thing. You are going to have some sort of separation. You're either going to move. There's going to be separation in relationships. There's going to be choices that are made. And know that it's okay. That you now, in your decade of your 60s, comes first, baby girl. You are okay. Someone who is very much in a humanitarian lane, and things are going to end. You are going to get a feeling of detachment. I don't want to do this anymore. Let her roll.
I'm there.
See? Yeah, this stuff is so way cool. Yep, let her roll. And next year when you are from October 14 into 15, your head's going to be spinning with so many choices, choices, choices. New people, new contacts, new opportunities. Great. Let's just settle out all these relationships that are fussy and move on, baby girl.
Okay. Mm. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki, for calling the show. Elizabeth, can I ask you, if we are all in these nine-year cycles and we repeat them over and over, how do we know what year of that we're in?
It's a calculation. It's one of the formulas that I teach in my workbook. I have a workbook and an e-book on my website, and it does not go by the calendar year. There are two schools of thought when it comes to Western numerology. One says, okay, your year starts in January and ends in December. Well, no, it does not. The soul touches down. It's very similar to a solar year in astrology, which starts at the month of the birthday and wraps around to the month of the following year of the birthday. Astrology and numerology work hand in hand. They are thousands of years old. The calendar that Western numerology, that Western cultures use, was started in the Middle Ages. My work is 2,600 years ago. The calendar wasn't even invented by that time. And so, therefore, the caveat to that is this, though, and I do agree with this, that if one has an early birthday, like Sherry, who's coming on board here in a minute, she is close to that, those formulas that are the calendar formulas. And so it's kind of a wishy-washy. Those after April, purists, I stick to their formula, to my formula, my ancient spiritual formula. And so therefore, technically speaking, it's kind of a lot to talk about technically on the air. So, but I take the month and the day, and then if the person, as was Vicki, her birthday was back in 2013 added to a six. So I would take her month, her day, and a six, because that was the year of her last birthday. Now, Sherry, who's coming up, I'm not going to bother with 2013, because her new year is already on its way in April. The rule is that 3 months before, and this is why I say to clients, if you want to have a private reading with me, great, and you're welcome to call me 3 months even before your actual birthday month, because it's like a coffee pot. That energy of your new year begins to percolate in one's life as a theme, as an issue, 3 months before your actual birthday. So Vicki is going to be in an, Sherry is in an 8 year, which I'll talk about. But starting here in January, right out of the box, the issues connected to Sherry's 8 year are starting to percolate in her life on a monthly basis. It's like, okay, the coffee pot's plugged in, and we can, and the coffee's in there, and we can start to hear it percolate. Sherry won't have coffee until April. But it, we can smell it. We can hear it. It's on its way energetically because the numbers have no power. They represent issues. They represent energies. And that's what I decode. It's a language to me called numerolinguistics. So I'm a translator of a person's life for them. How good is that?
When you talk about the numbers being being signposts, showing you things, can we also use that? In when we get a numerological reading from you, can we also use that information then to make changes, especially if we hear that there are some challenges coming up that we might not want to deal with or be ready to deal with?
Totally. There is no predestination in astrology and numerology. What we do is present the information based on these ancients. I mean, Folks back 2,000, 5,000 years ago, they didn't have computers and radio and all the sound and the noise and the carrying on. They had silence. And in that silence, their soul was able to talk back and forth with them. They worked at a much higher vibration. They used the stars. They used the sky. They used the intuitive ability that is deep within all of us, but has, over the last 2,600 years, been jammed, has not been allowed. And you know what's interesting, Karen? Shows up in, now we're in the Aquarian age, where the use of intuition, telepathy, is coming back out in people. But they are so frightened to use it, because subconsciously, and it shows in the charts that I do, they remember on a soul level that way back in 607 or 903 or 1200, whatever, they tried to express themselves intuitively and they got burned at the stake. And they got their hands cut off and their tongue cut out. Well, we're not going there again. I remember when. And so I have to kind of raise their consciousness. First of all, I say to them, look, you don't wear your baby shoes anymore. What are you holding on to that old memory for? It's in the now. And things are different now. And that is why the work that I do, that your guests do, more and more as teachers, we're trying to help people simply remember who they really, really, really are and not be afraid. Not be afraid.
It's so interesting, Elizabeth, because in the work that I do, I am connecting with more and more people who want to use their intuitive voice, want to make intuition a greater part of their life, and something is holding them back. They're afraid, or they don't know how to do it, or they're afraid it's not going to be safe. And you're absolutely right. Those gifts, those abilities, we're meant to be using those now, and that's for a reason. That's to empower us. Oh, my goodness, look at the bottom of the hour caught us. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elizabeth Summers. On her website, elizabethsummers.com, you can check out the workbook and the ebook that she mentioned on the air. You can check out her blog. There's a lot of great information there for you, ElizabethSummers.com. When we come back, we'll hear her reading for Sherry in North Carolina. We may also connect with Kathy in Michigan. These are people who've sent their information in using the instant feedback box at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can do that too, by the way, and maybe I'll connect with you after this break.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is master numerologist and medium, Elizabeth Summers. We're talking about the energy of 2014 and the energy that you bring to this show when you call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 to connect with Elizabeth on the air for your short personal reading. Now, we've heard through the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com from Sherry in North Carolina, and I've shared Sherry's birth information off the air. So, Elizabeth, you've already got that. What would you like to say to Sherry about what 2014 holds for her?
Well, Sherry, thanks for your information, and you are an Aries. And I am too. My birthday's on the 18th, so I like you right from the get-go. Now, the age of 65 says you are going to be dealing with some partnerships. They will be karmic partnerships that you need to put your foot down. Thank you very much. Because Sherry is just a little love bucket. And her birthday number, her personality, a person's birthday number is their personality number. And that's kind of cool to know about a person, especially if you're dating or you want to meet someone. But nevertheless, know that I see for Sherry that two things. One, astrologically. Sherry, as of December 17th last year, Uranus, the planet of unexpected happenings, of fast pace, of things that just drop in your life to shove you forward like a locomotive, is sitting in the sign of Aries. It was in Aries for a while back before December. Then it took a little nap. It went retrograde. And December 17th, and being in Aries, I was in Aries, I'm telling you, I have had my roller skates on ever since December 17th, and I'm saying to you, this is a good thing. There will be until, I think 2019, significant and sometimes unexpected changes go on in your life that are moving you forward in a very positive way. So be flexible, quite honestly. I do see an opportunity for the making of money in some fashion here. I do see for you also that you are in year 8, starting in April of 2014, but here in January of 2014. And remember my coffee pot metaphor. Your 8 year is already starting to percolate. And so this year, I think, is going to be a pretty spiffy doodle year for you. An 8 year is the Lord of Karma year. It is Saturn energy that says, now, Sherry Esther girl, if you previously in 7 years have taken your emotional power and your finances and whatever, and you've stabilized yourself, et cetera, this is your year of rewards. Expect, if you're thinking of changing a house, dealing with real estate, dealing with money, dealing with job advancement, career advancement, this is the year to take hold of it. There is a new lease on life for you. And the most important thing, and right here in January, is to listen to your hunches. Now, I will tell you that maybe in February, things can get a little stressy, but know that don't sign anything in February, but change career opportunities in February and then new opportunities big time in March. The whole theme of this whole year, and this has been going on for quite a while, is your work and your career. I do not see lovey-dovey issues here, girl. So being an Aries, they're like blowtorches. You know what I mean? They just ram right through and make us proud, Sherry Esther. This is a good year for you. Money, business, property, power, real estate. Go, girl.
Oh, I like it. Oh, that's great. Sherry, if you want to post in the instant feedback box and let us know what you think, or you can always post on the Facebook page, facebook.com/FogCityPsychic, and let us know what you think. Give us your feedback about that. Oh, it sounds like a great year for her. A lot of change. I'm wondering, Elizabeth, you, when we're doing these, you're asking for people's first and middle names and then their birth date information. What numbers are you pulling out of people's names? What do you find out about someone by hearing their name?
Well, in this reading today, I'm looking at their first letter of their first name, which tells me their attitudes, their approach to life. Here's what I'm saying. There's so much more depth to esoteric numerology that people are being denied the information, and my Aries blowtorch is making sure this does not continue. And their middle name tells me about the emotional aspect of who they are. Esther went through a lot of emotional changes between 30 and 55. The E tells me that. Now, here's a good point to understand, and this is going to rock some people's socks. Every soul picks its own name. Every soul, prior to birth, telepathically communicates to the soul of the person or persons who eventually names it, usually the mother, because the spiritual connection is between the soul of the mother and the soul of the baby. I mean, how many football players have we seen? Hi, Mom. You know what I mean? And when men are dying on the battlefield, they're calling for their mothers. That is the spiritual connection. Every soul prior to birth telepathically goes to the soul of the person who eventually names it and says, hello, this is the name that I want. I want to use this name. I want you to assign me this name. So every soul picks its own name. Why? Because every letter in that name, by code, tells me that soul's previous lifetimes, that it has experienced human being behaviors emotionally and experientially, and they are its memories that are in its toolbox, in its subconscious, in its soul, that it is using vibrationally, energetically in the upcoming lifetime as tools in a toolbox. It's a suitcase of past life experiences, and I have my favorite formula. It's like going to a therapist, everybody. My favorite formula, it's technically called the inclusion table, the intensity table. I call it the toolbox formula, where I go traveling through a person's birth name on paper in my charts. I assign numbers 1 through 9, 1 through 8, because I use two ancient systems. And when that person says that name, it is a sound. That sound is a vibration. That vibration is an energy, and that energy is a memory of how to live a human experience this time around. And so some tools, some memories have to get a little tweaking, particularly between 30 and 55. But there's also in most, almost every, not every, toolbox formula that I use, there are memories missing. How do I take responsibility for myself as a female when I was codependent on my husband and all these other lifetimes? I don't know how to handle money. I don't know how to handle my power. That's the missing eight. The number six is personal responsibility. And so what what happens with the missing six, is, which is connected to the letter F, for instance, that's one of them. In this lifetime, the soul says, I have to learn responsibility. I have to learn how to take care of children. They become single parents, so they take responsibility for family. And then they also, in their relationships, and God save us if there's a letter N in their middle name, they draw to themselves relationships that are looking for a mother. Because number six is the mother. What are the mother codes? Two and six are the mother codes. And so they wind up in relationships where they take responsibility for the family and the finances and the husband who doesn't work and who leans on. Oh, and they come to me and their heads are spinning. And we talk. We talk. And I raise their consciousness as to why this is happening to them. And it's fabulous. Once they get information, because knowledge is power, once they get information based on these ancient spiritual tools, because we're all souls, simply having another human being experience, we get all caught up in the human being experience, and I try to take them to the soul level to understand the program that they put together before they came here. And once they get it, and I have emails to prove this, they take off like eagles soaring in the clouds. It's fabulous. Mm. They know who they are. They know why things are happening to them. They know when this is going to end. And they take off, and they are empowered. Well, do you think I just don't sit back and put a little smile on Mama's face? I know. My babies get it, and they're just going off to college.
Oh, well, just like that eagle is soaring, so are we soaring into our next commercial break. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elizabeth Summers from ElizabethSummers.com, and we'll be right back after this.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Elizabeth Summers from ElizabethSummers.com. She's a master esoteric numerologist, and she's a medium as well. We haven't even talked about that. We haven't even scratched the surface. Elizabeth, can you help people know how they can connect with you? You do, and you were sharing this with me off the air, very in-depth, personal, individual readings. How can people find out about those and connect with you for those?
Thank you. Well, go to my website, Elizabeth Summers, like the season. Not Suzanne Summers. I say, no, she's a tall blonde. I'm a tall redhead. Okay? It's Elizabeth Summers, SUMMERS.com. And you'll see a black bar there. And on the homepage is my picture. And I always send people there because I don't want them to think it's a scary thing. A lot of people are transitioning, you know what I mean? And so they're kind of coming with trepidation. But anyway, click on numerology readings on that black bar, scroll down, pick the reading that you like, click on it, send it to me, contact me on the contact button, and we'll take it from there. I have a whole variety of readings. See what your soul guides you to. But also, scroll across that, go to Numerology News, where I have a full article about my views and themes for 2014. Halfway down, you can sign up for my newsletter that I send out every Sunday to my people. Astrology report, numerology, what's the moon doing, books to read, websites. And be sure that you also click on, when you get to this screen that says click here, click there, what do you want to click on here, order daily number wisdoms. I have been writing this for years and years. People love this, and you will get it in your inbox in the middle of the night, no matter where you are in the world, and it is like a daily number horoscope. It gives you insight as to the energies that will be coming at you energetically from the universe according to the calendar day, because whenever people say it, write it, whatever, they're pounding that energy out there. And it's good to know, okay, what can I expect this day? And then go to my store, and you can, all this is on the black bar, and you go to the store, you can see my 2014, which is going out of existence by the end of January, my workbook, you're welcome to order, and I even have the workbook as an ebook, and so that you can download that. And then another thing, go to special offers, and this is only, again, until the end of January, where I have my calendar and my flip deck where I've taken all 31 energies of every calendar day that can sit on your desk. You've got it in your hand because a lot of my people are business people and they want to know, okay, this is today, but 4 days from now I have an important business meeting. What is that day going to bring me energetically? Is it a good day to move forward business-wise or hold back or go whatever? So that flip deck has been really popular and is 31, and you buy it once in a lifetime. It makes no difference if it's a 5 day in May, July, December. A 5 day is a 5 day is a 5 day. And so because I've been doing this for 25 years, I have really honed my craft. And I do nothing by computer. Nothing is computerized. I do 4 pages all by hand of my clients. It takes me a half an hour. I feel their energy coming off those pages like a hologram. The readings are 1 hour. Now we're up to 1.5 hours. And then with every reading they get, if I have the information, they get a multi-page printed astrology book, a multi-page printed numerology book. They get a CD. They get a download. I mean, I load them up because knowledge is power. And once they get all of that information, of course, their heads are spinning, but once they get all that information, that is when they soar like eagles.
Mm. What do you think we most need to know, Elizabeth, to make the most of 2014, this introspective year, this year of things surfacing from the depths of change? What do we need to know to make the most of that year?
I think they need to look at their own lives, not get caught up in what's the government doing. There's just major. And, you know, I'm often asked about President Obama. Okay, fine. And we don't really talk politics. I do write a column on the political things going on. He's carrying some heavy-duty karma. But I think people need to just go inside. What makes them happy in their own little sphere? Because if all of us, it's like those 99 monkeys, if all of us take good care of us, make sure that we are at peace, that our decisions are good for us, and then this one, and then this one, and to help each other along, the bigger picture will take care of itself. So many people are getting so hung up on the outer world of their lives when their soul is forcing them to look at their inner world of their lives. And if we have an attitude of one day at a time, I'm doing the best that I can, Mother, Father, God can keep the stars in the sky, can keep oxygen around the earth. It's going to take care of me. And what I need to do is connect to my soul. Ask and you shall receive, Jesus said. And So calm down, everybody. Be in peace and go to Mother Earth. I think national parks, water, lakes, fishing, and all the tangential businesses connected to the earth, they're going to prosper this year. People are going to say, I've had enough. And they're going to become recluses. And the most important thing that will help them is to go to Mother Earth. The number 7 is about the desert, water, and mountains. Go there.
So I'm hearing you say, reach out in love, reach out to your inner self in love, reach out to your connection with the earth, reach out to your connection with spirit, so that whatever changes come, whatever the year holds from you, you're coming from that centered place.
From the soul.
I like you very
you're coming
much,
from
young lady.
Your soul. And the person's outside world is a mirror of their inside world. So if folks choose through discernment, cut through the illusions, if they choose to focus on their inside world and become at peace, that energy then ripples out to the outside world. The outside world is simply a mirror of the inside world. So if a person's outside world is in chaos and this and that and the other thing, that is a reflection of their inside world. Stop. Stop. Simplify. Inner peace, serenity, and simplicity. are the mottos of the day.
Oh, Elizabeth, thank you so much. The clock has caught us. Thank you so much for being on the show today. What great fun to connect with you and hear your insight. Thank you.
Send love to everyone who's listening, and I send love and gratitude to you and your staff for allowing me this hour to share.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. That was Elizabeth Summers. Please head over to her website, elizabethsummers.com. That free newsletter's there for you. Go go to elizabethsummers.com, look under numerological news or numerology news, I think it is, and find that free newsletter. Sign up for that. Look at a personal reading with her. Look at the ebooks, the classes she offers. See if that resonates with you. And hey, while you're on the internet anyway, don't forget to head over to karenhager.com and click on everything. Look at the classes I've got, and you can have a reading with me. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going to be teaching in person in Los Angeles and San Francisco over the next couple weeks. So if you are in those areas in California, you might want to see how we can get together while I'm there. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.